to Australia and talk to David John Oates. David is back with us tonight. He's got some reversals, and these will be very interesting. Remember Barney and Betty Hill? Many of you do, if you're interested in UFOs and ETs and things. They were very, very big in the late 50s, I think, early 60s. And Betty, did I have Betty on the program? I might have. Anyway, David's been looking into this aspect of the UFO question. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. Thank you for having me back, as always.
Yeah,
I've been looking into Betty and Barney Hill. Couldn't find any audio on Barney, but he passed away a long, long time ago.
So, he did, yes.
Yeah, and Betty Hill, well, I could only find one. Well, I found two audio clips, a lot of documentaries on the whole thing. But
yes.
They're all people commenting, none of the actual witness, Betty or Barney themselves. So I did manage to find two clips on Betty Hill. One was a little two-minute clip that I found one reversal on, and another one was a 30-minute clip that I found a few reversals on. So
very good. How did Betty Hill strike you as a person, just listening to her?
Oh, as a person? Very... Yeah, typical down to earth.
Very nice woman. Not a game player. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just very down to earth, natural. What you see, what you get. You know. And,
sure. Right. Yeah. No, straight shooter.
No pretense. Sorry?
A straight shooter.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And well, you know, and I'll tell you in advance, reversals are congruent too. You know, so.
I'm not surprised. See, these things are real, and the sickening part of it is the perpetual cover-up by our elected officials and our military is supposed to be here to protect us. They just don't think that we have any kind of a right to know the truth, and they lie all the time, constantly.
Yeah, I know. I need to do reversals on some of the military.
There's an idea. How about Lloyd Austin, our Secretary of Defense?
Right, I need to find him talk about UFOs.
Yeah, he would be a real character. He's one to do for sure.
Yeah, you know, interesting. I've already told you in advance what I'm going to play, but interesting little observation I made this week. I thought all the UFO contactees I'd looked from around the 70s and 60s, I mean, I've looked at Roswell, I've looked at Travis, yeah. I've looked at Adamski, I've looked at now Betty and Barney Hill. They're all genuine, all of them. The Huxers didn't start coming in until about the 90s. That's when they start to get the 80s and 90s. That's when
very important. Very good point and true. Yeah. I completely concur. The whole thing became commercialized. People began taking advantage of it, making money with it, cranking out books that were just basically often copies of other people's work, rewritten, revised. Now they have software that'll do that for you. You don't even have to rewrite anybody's work. You can just put it in there, and it'll be rewritten for you. It's amazing what they can do now. So, yes, hustlers, hucksters, they basically took charge of much of ufology and the whole field of UFO ET research. You're right.
Yeah, they did. And, I've implied played some of the hucksters on your show. And, some of the ones around now are just shocking. Shocking. Anyway,
You know, what you're saying, and I agree, they're not even really good hucksters. You can look at them and watch them, and if you really do pay attention, you can detect very easily that they're just bullshitters, to put it in the vernacular.
It's very obvious. Look, I started a tape yesterday, doing a reversal on the tape yesterday, and I I try to go in with an open mind. I really do. And look, I've had preconceived notions at some times, the fan reversal that say exactly the opposite. But anyway, I've started the tape yesterday, and it was such an obvious scam. I'm doing it with my students.
Right.
And I said, look, I don't have to do reversals on this. I can tell you this is a scam. And, you know, actually, I'll play you the very first reversal I found. Where I was. Why did I file it under? Oh, here we go. Yeah. Yeah, here's the forwards.
Just going into this incredible information. And, yeah, I'm certainly making progress, but I don't understand it all, but that just gives me...
First reversal. Rotten scam in this.
Rotten scam in this.
Rotten scam in this.
Very first reversal, right off the bat.
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, well, there you go. I got that one right.
No redemption from then on. That was it.
Anyway, so here's Betty Hill. This is the first reversal I found on Betty Hill. Okay, remember the first one I found on the last one? Rotten scam in this, okay? So that was the first reversal. So then I started Betty Hill, and this is the first reversal I found on her.
Bonnie, and I'm driving home from Montreal. Saw a strange light in the sky. We changed direction, came in, started following us.
Can you hear that? It's only on one channel here. Can you hear that again?
Yes, I can, yes.
Good. Anyway, backwards, sing your love.
Sing your love.
Sing your love. Sing your love.
I think it's S-A-N-G, sang your love. It means the same thing. Sang your love. Back, she's describing.
Sang your love.
Oh, it is sang. Absolutely. You know, when I was playing it, I thought that didn't sound right.
Sang your love. Sang your love.
Yeah, it is sang. Definitely sang. Yeah.
But she's talking about it as it was back then, and what we did was she's just reliving it. So we sang your love, and that means I think she's saying, in so many words, we're not afraid of you. Who That's are right. you? That's what do you want? Blah, right. blah, that kind of thing.
Which is basically what she said forwards. Okay. Now here we have an interesting reversal, because she says she was never frightened, she actually enjoyed the whole experience. So that's what she says forward. But anyway, listen to this one.
There you go. And at that point, it left the top of the mountain, came out over the highway, and stopped in midair directly in front of us, maybe about 50 feet in the sky.
And she says, try to tell it you're frightened.
Try to tell it you're frightened.
Try to tell it you're frightened.
I don't know why she says you're frightened, because she says she wasn't. Unless she's thinking about Barney, maybe Barney was frightened. But try to tell it. She's trying to tell what happened.
I do think that between the two of them, I vaguely remember now that I think Barney was more shook up.
That's how it was reported. Unless she was frightened.
They were on the cover of Life magazine, David. They were big. This was a big story. It was the first big national story about UFO abductees here in the U.S. It was huge.
Yeah, anyway, but that first reversal, try to tell it. You're frightened. She's telling a story, basically. Okay? Straightforward congruent reversal.
Uh-huh.
And then we have this one.
And he said, come on. All we want to do is a simple test. And as soon as the tests are over, we'll take you back to your car and you'll be on your way.
We stab a devil. Stab a devil. Look, the only thing I got to say on this one is it's, once again, it's the spiritual aspect I'm seeing behind some of these UFO contactees that we've looked at so far, it doesn't negate her story at all. It just, interesting. I think she's more frightened than she realized. Okay, is what I'm getting. And
That makes sense. Sure.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. How could you not be at a very deep level, deeply concerned about something like this? Call it fright if you want, but
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Anyway, here's the next one.
They had larger eyes than ours, smaller nose, and smaller mouth, no protruding part of the ear, and no hair.
Okay, now look, this reverse has got a glitch on it. I didn't get time to get in and take the glitch out. As it says, warn the ray in the dark. And little word on the end that I knew she had documented as needle, but it's just gibberish. So it's warn the ray in the dark. It's almost needle, but not quite.
Well, what happened after it was cut off at the end? Was it needless?
Well, let's play it again. Okay. Yeah, it shouldn't be there. Just warn the ray in the dark. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. They were at night time, they saw a ray, you know. So
right.
It's just another congruent
so
reversal.
The bottom line was, the last one was stab the devil or something like that. When they were tested, were they punctured, poked, samples taken?
Yes, they were, according
and
to them.
So her subconscious is remembering it as maybe stabbed, she didn't say it, by the devil, but it hurt, it wasn't fun. You follow me.
I totally understand. Yeah. Okay, well here, this could be interpreted as a needle, this one.
Well, we called him the leader. And then there was the one who did the testing. We called him the examiner. There were 9 others who stayed out in the corridor, and we called them the crew members.
Under my skin, we bargain.
Under my skin, we talk.
Under my skin, we talk. Under my skin, we talk.
She's saying is the deal was they get to go under Betty's and Barney's skin, take their tests, and that's the bargain.
That's the bargain. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, you got it. Then we've got this one.
And then I was taken into a room, and I had to step up because the floor, level of the floor, was above the corridor. And it was an oval-shaped door like we would see on a ship.
Remember the first reversal, Sang the Love? Well, this one was, and the rock of love was involved with all. And the rock of love was involved with all. What a wonderful reversal. Oh, that's got that nice, beautiful sing-song melodic tone to it. Listen to this reversal.
Sure, yeah.
Let me play this again for you. This is a classic reversal.
See on a ship. And the rock of love was involved with all.
Okay, tell everyone again what she's saying in reverse. One more time.
Oh, and the rock of love was involved with all. The rock of love was involved with all. Here we go. So that's twice she's used the word love, describing the experience. Stable.
Right. Go on. Could she have said R-O-C-K-I-N apostrophe and the rockin' love, because that's how they talk back there in the late 50s.
Oh, okay.
The rock. I think I hear rockin' love.
I hear that. Yeah, that's just as valid.
I don't hear of, but it means the same thing. Yeah.
Same thing.
I think she might have been talking subconsciously slang back then. Rock and roll, yeah. Bill Haley and the Comets, you know, and the rock and love.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway.
That
would explain
the
rockin'.
Yeah. And the last reversal is a metaphor.
And then we just talked about food different aspects of life here.
Give me some
what led to the food was the examiner came running back into the room where I was and started tugging at my teeth.
The wolf was no help.
The wolf was no help.
The wolf was no help. The wolf was no help.
The wolf was help, help.
Oh, was help, help. Oh, really?
Help,
okay.
Help.
Let's play that again.
A and started tugging at my teeth. The wolf says, help, help.
Oh, yeah.
The wolf says, help, help.
I'll be bothered.
The wolf says, help, help.
You're absolutely right. Well, there you go. All right. Well, look, that's three times reversals have shown that there was a panic involved. Frightened, devil stab, wolf was help, help. So unconsciously, she... Anyway, look, she's telling a true story. I think she's downplaying the emotions. I think I don't think it was as such, although she does use the word love twice. So
right. I agree.
I don't know. Well, what do I know? She's telling a true story. She's of conflicted emotions about what happened. There we go. That's the best way I can interpret it. Okay.
Well, it's well said. I agree. I think you got it.
There we go.
Betty Hill.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll put her in the true story category. So there's a few
for
I'm
sure.
collecting.
Yeah.
And look, the ones that are genuine, I mean, you look at, they're just casual, straightforward people like Travis Walton. Really unassuming guy, you know, just casually straightforward, describes his story. There's, and he's telling a true story. And then Adamski, casually straightforward. It's when you start to get into the gliss and the glotter and the glotter. The gliss, the glot. Gloss and the glitter. Boy, did I mess that one up. It's when you start to get the gloss and the
Let's
glitter.
Let's reverse that, David, and find out what you really meant.
Oh, you don't want to hear what I really meant. I played it. What I really meant is what I played on the very first reversal of the show today. Most of them out there are scams.
Well, it's true. And what happened was in the 70s and 80s, when videotapes became popular, and then the 90s when you had DVDs come out, the hustlers jumped in with both feet and began collecting all kinds of information and remarketing it, repackaging it, and making money and headlining these various conferences, which are often attended by people who are, you know, a little bit out there. There's some nice people, wonderful people, of course, but it's they were catering to a certain group, and their reward was money. Money, money, money. It's always money.
Yeah, it's a real shame. It really is. Anyway, that's the world we live in, unfortunately.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Okay, so for the rest of the show, I've got some verses on Biden for you, okay? So,
David? Another E.T.? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, he describes himself in quite interesting terms. Here, let me give you an advance. This is Joe Biden on 60 Minutes last week. Okay, I'm jumping ahead a few reversals, but no, he doesn't say he's an ET, but he does say this.
How would you say your mental focus is?
Oh, it's focused. I have trouble even mentioning, even saying to myself, my own head, the number of years.
I'm an ass.
I'm an ass.
I'm an ass. I'm an ass.
There you go.
Funny.
I had to like that one.
Well, his subconscious is still functional, able to discern and lay it out. Yeah.
Yeah. I was actually quite surprised during this interview. We'll do the reversals when we come back from the break, but I was actually quite surprised during this interview, watching him forwards. He was talking coherently and making sense. And,
well, okay, that's the big question. What are they giving him? What are they doing to that guy to bring him back from the bottom step into a mental oblivion? He's done. How did they do it? What are they giving him? And we know science is very well down the road, further than we know. But they are giving this guy something to pull him back from the edge of dementia. Or did you get any inclination that it might be a double or someone else with a latex mask, and they look awfully good now? You can't tell. They are incredibly good.
I didn't know. I didn't find any reversals about that at all.
Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting.
I have found over the 2 years he's been in office now, three references to drugs. One was meth. The other one was, they give me the shop. What was the other one? Oh, there was another one. We just played on your show just recently. Oh, no, it's gone now. No, it's gone. I can't remember. But that was the thing foremost on my mind as I was listening to tape forwards.
It got it.
Very anyway, good. Look.
Look, first of all, as you know, and all of you listening know, he is not our president. He was not elected. He's illegitimate. He's a fraud. And the American people have accepted it. That is to their disgrace forever. They should not have, they should never have accepted this. Forget Trump for a minute. This is a fraud. It still is, and it's a damn dangerous one. It's going to probably end up getting us into a nuclear war here very soon.
We played reverse on him last week about not being a president, or at least here, let him play it again while we before the break.
Yeah.
We're going to end cancer as we know it. Mark my words. We're going to create millions of new jobs in a clean energy economy. We're going to think big. We're going to make the 21st century another American century.
Yeah. You can't serve. You lost. They scammed inaugural.
Here's no surf. You know, the scammed inaugural.
Here's no surf, you know, the scamming
or we scam.
Here's no surf, you know, the scamming.
In other words, he didn't win, basically.
You can't serve as president. You lost. We scammed the inaugural. How funny.
That's it. Now, right from the horse's
I don't know. It would be fascinating to know what they're doing to him to get him to be able to at least function like he did in that program. As opposed to his drooling, babbling, moronic palaver. He just spews words, word salads, nothing. They mean nothing. Anyway, okay, excellent. David Oates and I will be right back with more reversals on the non-president, Joe the Creeper, Biden, next. That's the entire... Okay, welcome back. Talking with David Oates. And hearing some pretty remarkable things from the world of reverse speech again. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so this is all the reversals I found on Joe Biden on his 60 Minutes interview last week. I think it was last week. Okay, so here we go.
You're not arguing that 8.3 is good news.
No, I'm not saying it is good news, but it was 8.2 or 8.2 before. I mean, it's not, I can make it sound like all of a sudden, my God, it went to 8.2%.
He's talking about inflation. Then it's number one.
Then it's number one.
Then it's number one. Then it's number one.
Nice, clear reversal. Yeah, inflation's right up the top of people's concerns right now, okay? That's what I think it means, you know. Yeah, it's the number one concern is inflation.
Boy, they gave him yes, it does. They shot him up with the AA protocol for that program. He sounds remarkably competent for him.
Oh, he was incredibly fluid and competent. No stutters or stammers or It was a brilliant performance. What can I say? It was.
For him, you bet.
All right, next one.
By the way, we've
that was him. Sorry, I thought that was you saying, by the way. I'm sorry.
By the way, we've also reduced the debt, reduced the deficit by $350 billion my first year.
I don't know what this reversal means. This is made to sue you.
This is made to sue you.
This is made to sue you. This
is made to sue you. Perfect. This is made to soothe you. We're conning you. No, this is all made to soothe you. His general.
Soothe, S-O-O-T-H, are you?
Yes, E on the end. Soothe.
Oh, let's try it again.
Here. This is made to soothe you.
This is made to soothe you. This is made to soothe you.
Soothe you. Yeah, there's a. I think there is.
Okay, all right. Okay.
But I think he's saying this is all made to soothe you, calm you down, so you don't freak out.
Right. Okay. All right. Yeah, well, that makes sense. I would agree with that. All right. Next one.
This year, it's going to be over $1.5 trillion reduced the debt. So to continue to put people in a position to be able to make a decent living and grow and increase their capacity to grow.
We knit naked force.
We knit naked force. We knit naked force.
Not as clear as the others, sorry.
We knit naked force.
I thought that was clear.
Yeah, it's close enough, I think.
Okay. Naked is a metaphor. It means hopeful, willing, free, force, mm-hmm. Well, personal strength. We knit naked force. We are creating something that is wonderful and strong. It's a hopeful, positive, upbeat reversal. That's what it is, which I'm really surprised.
Does he believe this? He's destroying the country, for God's sakes.
I know. Here, let's listen to the Fords again. See if I can try and understand what is such positive reversal. Wow.
This year, it's going to be over $1.5 trillion reduced the debt. So to continue to put people in a position to be able to make a decent living and grow and increase their capacity to grow.
I'd have to say he believes what he's saying.
Capacity to grow.
Right. He generally believes he's making a difference. And,
well, it wouldn't be hard to con a demented old man.
No.
With the technology they have now. Remember, David, if they can extract memories from your mind and put memories in your mind that you never experienced, they can do anything.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Oh, I absolutely know. Nice concurrent reversal. All right, next one.
Is the pandemic over?
The pandemic is over. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it.
And I go with all of it.
And I go with Allah.
Oh, that's not all of it. That's Allah. And I go with Allah.
And I go with Allah.
And I go with Allah.
And I grow with Allah. What is he growing?
Do it again.
And
I grow with Allah. Well, what a bizarre reversal. An absolutely bizarre reversal. Oh, look, this is... I don't know how to interpret that at all. I have no idea. No, I'm not going to make a comment on it. I do want to talk about something that he's actually walking around a car show. I forget what he was at a show last week. I was watching on TV, and he was test driving all these vehicles. He was promoting electric cars. That's why he was there. And he was test driving some cars. And they asked him, which one did you like the most? And he came out and said, I like the Corvette the best. Of course, you know what the Corvette's powered by, don't you? Gas. So, you know, I thought it was quite a funny little blip.
Yeah.
Anyway, doesn't
yeah. He has a Corvette in the family. I think I've seen him in it one before. 65-ish, something like that, 66. Anyway.
I'm envious.
This is amazing to hear him sound like you roll the clock back 20 years on him. It's remarkable.
Yeah, this is not the Biden I've known for the last year or so.
No, not at all.
This is weird transformation. Next one.
And I wonder, Mr. President, what you would say to him if he is considering using chemical or tactical nuclear weapons.
Don't. It will change the face of war unlike anything since World War II.
And
what the hell does he mean? Unlike anything in history.
Yeah.
You think I would tell you if I knew exactly what it would be? Of course I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, I know. He's talking about if Putin uses chemical or tactical nuke. And they come and sulk.
They come to sulk.
Common salt. Well, I guess
I'm not sure if that's it. I'm not sure if I hear that. But
oh, really?
this is an important one. Would you please play the forward and the reversal again?
It's the forwards.
And I wonder, Mr. President, what you would say to him if he is considering using chemical or tactical nuclear weapons.
Don't. 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 It would change the face of war unlike anything since World War II.
And the consequences of that would be what?
I'm
what would the U.S. response be?
You think I would tell you if I knew exactly what it would be? Of course I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, try this. We come and sulk.
Back on the circle. Back on the circle. Back on the circle.
You hear that?
Yeah, I don't know what to make of that. I don't hear sulk at all. Play it again, would you? Let me get one more quick try at it here.
Oh, look, I'm happy to throw it out. You know.
Well, no, I don't want you to necessarily. It's almost like we're common salt. We're common salt.
Tell you. Back on the circle. Back on the circle. Back on the circle.
Look, it's not a good example of reversal.
No.
I shouldn't have included
no.
it.
It's mucky. I don't know. I don't know.
Forget it. Throw it out. I didn't even play it. Delete that. It's
it never
gone.
Happened. The forward speech, though, was good. As far as interest goes in listening, you think I'd tell you. If I he knows as much as they're going to tell him, he knows.
Yeah. Like I and say, he's very strong, very congruent interview. Best I've ever seen him, really.
Yeah, well, he says, don't. Well, you see, you can't have it both ways, Joe. You're causing the problem through your flunky NATO extended tentacle. You're causing the problems by sending the munitions and weaponry over there. It's you, Joe, and your government, your alleged government. So don't tell anyone to don't when you're causing it. They've been trying to push Putin into the corner since this thing started. 8 years after we overthrew the government there, the legitimate elected government. 8 years of killing. 15,000 people in the Donbass were murdered by Ukrainian troops in those 8 years. So, finally, Putin had to come in.
All right. Next one. Here we go.
I am a great respecter of fate. And so what I'm doing is I'm doing my job. I'm going to do that job. And within the time frame that makes sense after this next election cycle here, going into next year, make a judgment on what to do.
Talking about whether he'll run or not. There's no one who'll judge. Oh, there's no one who's judged again.
There's no one who's judged again.
What does he mean by that? Listen forward.
I don't know. I guess he said fate. He's a great believer in fate. That doesn't sound very active. It sounds passive. Whatever happens.
That's almost what he's saying. Let's play it again.
I am a great respecter of fate. And so what I'm doing is I'm doing my job. I'm going to do that job. And within the time frame that makes sense after this next election cycle here, going into next year, make a judgment on what to do.
He looks calm and rational and he's focused. His eyes are focused. Gee, this is not Joe Biden. There's no one who's judged again.
There's no one who's judged again.
I think he's saying you got one shot, and whatever you do, that's it. You don't get another chance.
I think he's saying that. Yeah, I would say so. All right, next one along. Oh, this is the I'm an ass one I played before the show, before the interview, so here it is again.
How would you say your mental focus is?
Well, it's focused. I have trouble even mentioning, even saying to myself, my own head, the number of years.
I'm an ass.
I'm an ass.
Dominus.
No. I don't know what to do with the Ford. So he's not denying that he's not focused or anything.
His subconscious is just saying, you're an ass. Whatever, playing games.
Next one.
And we lost a million people to COVID. When I got in office, when I got elected, only two people were vaccinated. I got 220 million. My point is it takes time.
You want to kill that, and there's a slight little glitch before the U, the first word, that it wasn't clipped out. So you want to kill that.
Wish me one to kill that.
Don't know how that glitch got through there. I'm normally pretty good when I...
Well, the glitch sounds an awful lot like the word listen, comma.
When is it takes time. Wish me one to kill that.
Listen, you want to kill that? Well, he's killed 220 million Americans if what we think is going on is going on, whether now or later. They've taken the shot, and they're in real deep trouble, maybe more than 220. You know what the Deagle projections say? There are going to be less than 100 million people here in the next 2 years and 4 months.
It's scary.
Yeah. Now, part of that could be a nuclear war, and then people continue dying from the shot, of course. Don't know.
I haven't been following the statistics on that. I was at one stage.
Yeah.
All right, and here's the last reversal coming up. I found on 60 Minutes. Yes, I did 60 Minutes when I finished Betty Hill. I knew I didn't have enough for the whole show, so I started doing...
No, that's excellent, yeah.
Ufology, and I found that one, the rotten scam, and I thought, look, I can't do another guy like this. I'll see what Biden did lately. So that's how my logic went.
When I got in office, when I got elected, only 2 million people were vaccinated. I got
part of the same forwards.
120 million. My point is it takes time. We were left in a very difficult situation. It's been a very difficult time. Very difficult.
You rave when it fell.
You rave when it fell.
You rave when it fell.
That's clear.
You rave when it fell.
Yes, it is.
That's a great reverse. Let me play that again. Mm-hmm. Listen to the tonality of it, the sing song. Mm-hmm. That's a perfect reversal.
You rave when it fell.
In other words, when it all came crumbling down, and I just raved on. Let's listen to the Fords again.
Mm-hmm.
When I got in office, when I got elected, only 2 million people were vaccinated. I got 220 million. My point is it takes time. We were left in a very difficult situation. It's been a very difficult time. Very difficult.
Yeah, you rave when it fell.
You rave when it fell.
You rave when it fell. You rave when it fell.
Yeah, he just raved on, talked meaningless rubbish as the whole world came collapsing down around him. So there you go. All right,
good
so
job.
That's reverse.
Good job. Yeah.
I had for the show today. So,
The 60 Minutes audio is always very clear. So that helps.
Yeah, no, it was good. I was actually surprised to find as many reversals as I did on it because I expected to find hardly any at all because it would be such a scripted, prepared in advance interview. But no, he was fairly laid back and talking fairly freely and off script and quite sane. There you go.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, I'm about to... Guess what I'm going to do after the show? I've got to tell you.
You're going to go take a bubble bath.
No, I'm picking up a new car. I've been driving my old car for 15 years, and it died last week.
Really? You bought a new car?
I bought a new
What'd you get?
First car in 15 years. Well, it's an Aussie brand. It's a four-wheel drive Holden. 2018, 2019 model.
So it's like an SUV, four-wheel drive SUV.
Well, it's a sedan. Yeah, it's not an SUV. It's a coupe.
Okay.
Actually.
All right.
It's only
we'll expect to see a picture of that at some point.
Yeah. Only got 12,000 miles on the clock. So.
Good. And what color did you pick, David?
White, actually. White.
White. Ah.
Yeah. And, you know, I was going to buy new, but you can't get new cars in Australia anymore. Second-hand cars are actually selling for more than the new car price, and they're actually appreciating in value. So I can buy a second-hand car this year, and next year will be worth it.
I will never know what happened, but some years ago, I don't know, four, maybe five, I began to notice a trend toward white automobiles. And it got to be so bad in the last couple of years, I swear, almost one out of every two cars was white. And I still see them today, white. White cars in a parking lot, white. They're white or light silver. They're almost identical. And it's almost as if people are afraid to assert themselves with color. They were buying white cars. White is a neutral color. There's nothing there. It's white. An odd thing, and I couldn't believe it. Everywhere I'd look, white cars. I mentioned it on the program here several times. White cars. Anyway.
But your cars aren't
good.
White.
Yeah. What's that?
No, I do. Your cars aren't white. When I was at
the hell they aren't. We got white cars all over the place here.
Oh, well, this car just happened to be white. It was a low kilometers that attracted low mileage.
Well, I'll send you some spray cans and you can fix it.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So tomorrow I've got to go down and change my personalized plates over. Guess what my personalized plates are? Anyone can guess what plate I have on my car.
Let's see. Hold on. How many letters are we allowed, maximum?
You're allowed six. I got seven. Seven. Come on, you should be able to guess it. Easy. What plate would the founder of...
Oh, it's R. Ed. Hey. What, Todd?
I was going to have my ham, but it's actually reverse. There we go, reverse. Has to be. What else would the founder of speech have?
Backwards?
Oh, yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, I could have had backwards. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, anyway, it's reverse. So
yeah, it's good, reverse. And the front plate should say forward.
I think they would object to that happening. So, yeah. So tell me, Jeff, who should I be looking at for the secret space program? Someone genuine. That's what I want to look at next.
I will tell you. It's all in the archives. And his name is John Walson, Walson. John, middle name, Leonard, Leonard, John Leonard Walson. You go look and they're 8 to 10 years ago?
You need to have a search engine on your program.
I think there was one that somebody tried to make once, but John Walson. And if any of you out there remember seeing those in the archives, just send a note to me, and I'll send it over to David. Save him time to look. But John Walson is the guy who took all the photos of the spacecraft in orbit. They're parked up there.
Oh, I remember that. Okay,
and he said this: the Queen summoned him, and he was taken to Buckingham, and he met the Queen, and she commended him on his work.
Wow!
Now this guy's got a hell of a story, this is like This is like a Bill Tompkins, John Leonard Walson. You got to get those. Yeah. We got to get those. All right. Okay, David. Yes, sir. Good night. Great job, as always. All right. Even if you bought a white car, that's okay. All right. I swear, you remember. Some of you remember me babbling about white cars. I was surrounded with white. Everywhere I looked, white cars. Okay. That's Tuesday, meaning we'll be back tomorrow, Wild Wednesday, with William Gein, and Erica will be here, and we're going to do a lot of stuff tomorrow, so please join us. Talk soon. Take care.